We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. Thank you so much for coming back on this Monday morning after the weekend. It's not just any Monday. It is a very unusual Monday. It is Solar Eclipse 2024, the countdown to totality. We're now at 9 hours, 3 minutes, 56 seconds and counting. And thinking about today, hopefully today is going to be a fun day for everyone. And, you know, the hassles that we're worried about later today with traffic and tourists in town and everything else, hopefully that won't be too bad. So I was thinking about today because I have the show this morning until 10. And then later this afternoon, I'm coming back on Q104 to host the Total Eclipse Fix on Q104 and hopefully get some instant reaction from people who watch the eclipse and everything else. So I'm thinking about today and today's morning motivation, I guess because today is such a long day, I'm looking for strength. And so today's morning motivation, when there is no struggle, there is no strength. Oprah said that, by the way.
Q104.
The moon getting in between the earth and the sun, and it blocks the sun, and we can't see the sun, and everything's dark for just a little while.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. It's here. We've been counting down this day for I don't know how long now. It is Solar Eclipse Day, Cleveland style. Joining me right now from the Cleveland Museum of Natural History, it's Monica Marshall. She is an astronomer with the Museum of National History. Monica, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you right now?
Oh, does it only cap at 10? I'm maybe at 100 right now.
Oh, it is so busy for you this morning. Is that your cell phone right now?
Yeah, the lines are ringing off the hook right now. Everyone's trying to make sure that we're ready and prepared for totality.
Monica, can you walk us through exactly what's going to happen today? Like what time it's going to start? What will we see? Kind of like an advanced play-by-play of what's going to happen.
Yeah, sure. Well, most of the day is going to be pretty normal, except all the traffic and everyone getting prepared to get their seats ready for the eclipse. But right around 2 p.m., that's when things start to get really interesting. That's when the moon makes first contact with the solar disk of the sun. And at that time, you can put your eclipse glasses on, and you can look up, and you can start to see the moon slowly creeping over the sun's solar disk. Now, if you're not looking up, if you're looking around you at this time, your whole environment starts to eerily change. You start to notice things like very sharp shadows, the sharpest shadows you'll see in your whole life. You start to also notice things like colors in the plants, even the sky. They get very muted and washed out. And as the moon creeps over the sun more and more over the next about hour, you start to notice these changes, and they're advancing. They're getting more specific. It gets really eerie. And right around 3:13, that's when we should be able to see something called the diamond ring effect. And the diamond ring effect, it makes it look like there's a diamond ring appearing around where the sun was, where the moon is starting to meet totality. 3:13, you'll see a big flash of light in the sky, And that's that flash of light, that last piece of light from the sun creeping behind the rugged surface of our moon. Our moon is bombarded with craters and these different valleys. The last light of the sun can go peer through that last crater, that last valley. And around the other part of the moon, you will see this glow. It looks like the band you would put around your finger. And that's actually you starting to see the corona, the sun's outer atmosphere. And then around 3:15, we'll be in deep twilight. That's when we'll be in the darkest part of the moon's shadow. This is a moment that you can take off your eclipse glasses and you can look directly up. And you'll see a sun like no other. You'll see a black orb in the sky where the sun was before. And that black orb is our moon. And behind the moon, you'll see a wispy, pearly glow. That's the sun's outer atmosphere, the corona. And around you, all in the sky, you'll see a star show. It gets dark enough that you're able to see stars and planets in the middle of the day. And if you have a clear view of your horizon, you'll actually see 360-degree sunsets all around you, too. But that's just what your eyes are seeing. It's a full-body experience. You might feel a temperature drop because our heat source is now blocked out, or wind chill. You also might hear really interesting things. You might hear animals starting to get a little wound up. You might hear nothing at all. It might be an eerie silence. So an eclipse is very, very particular to your spot that you're viewing the eclipse, and also just your experience in general. Everyone has their own perspective. So this is going to be a fun day. And then around 3:17, 3:18, that's when the moon is starting to leave the solar disk of the sun. That's when you have to pop your eclipse glasses back on, and you can watch the moon move away from the solar disk of the sun in its reverse.
I'm so glad that you laid that out step by step, because I didn't realize that you would have to take your glasses off and then put them back on at specific times. So it's wonderful that you have the heads up on that. I want to talk about the colors for a second. The colors that you're referring to, the changing of the colors, is that what's known as the Purkinje effect?
Yes, yes, that's exactly what that is. Your rods and your cones and your eyes, they adapt as we lose light from the sun. Your eyes adapt to that. If you think about when you're at night, when you're walking around at night and you look at plants, they're not as flourishy green as you would see in the daytime. So you'll notice these changes, but they're fast changes. And so it's a little odd to notice something like that happening. So that's why it's cool that we can stay in Cleveland. Like, we know we've seen this tree our whole lives, but witnessing it as the moon is covering the sun, that tree might look a little weird or a little odd, something that you're not familiar with. So it's cool that we're able to see our backyard in a different lens and different perspective.
And how about, I was just trying to impress you by bringing up the Purkinje effect. I graduated high school with a 2.3 GPA, so I really had to read about that. But what I read is that if you're going to go out and experience the eclipse today, you should wear red and green clothes, and then you'll see your clothes change color during the eclipse.
Yeah. Yeah, red and green, they will stand out the most as the moon is covering the sun during totality, just because the way that our eyes are made, that red and green color actually will pop more. So, yeah, if you can wear red or green, if you're taking a wide view of people around you, or even if you're just around your family, you'll notice really cool colors pop during totality, which would be really fun and a cool experiment. And that's the cool part about having a eclipse come in your backyard. This is like a social event. This is supposed to be something that we're all celebrating together. And to have little small experiments that you can do at home with your family is really fun to take part of. So yeah, playing with colors is a great way to celebrate this celestial treat.
Where will you be watching today, Monica?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually in the midst of all of that's happening here at the museum, the Cleveland Museum of Natural History. We're having a huge watch party right now, right across the street from our museum at Wade Oval Circle. We're calling the day Total on the Oval. We thought we were pretty funny with that pun. But Total on the Oval, where we have the astronomers. It's me and two other astronomers, plus some other experts in the area. We're also going to have just community partners. UCI has partnered with us. So they're bringing tons and tons of fun. We have food trucks available. There's also an observing station where I will be mounted. And we'll have different telescopes that you can actually get an up-close view of the moon slowly covering the sun that you can come over and join us.
Well, I think we've covered it all. I can't thank you enough for taking the time on what must be an extremely busy day for you to call into the show and let us know what to expect. I can hear the excitement in your voice, so we're excited as well. Monica Marshall from the Cleveland Museum of National History. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
And if I can, I'd like to go ahead and book you for 2044 if you don't have anything else planned that day. The next solar eclipse that comes around, we'll talk to you then.
Yeah, sounds good.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. All this month, in the month of April, I'm taking the 30-day song challenge. Every day, there's a description of a song that I'm supposed to choose. This is one of those social media challenges that's on TikTok and it's on Instagram. For today's challenge, it says, choose a song about drugs or alcohol. And the song that immediately popped into my mind was this one. I keep seeing that TikTok where people are listening to the lyrics to this song and they're so surprised to find out what it's about. I've known for a long time. Semi-Charmed Life. Here's Third Eye Blind. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. Along with everything else that's going on today, the solar eclipse, there's also baseball today. Joining me right now in studio is Curtis Danberg, the Vice President of Communications and Community Impact. Big day today, Curtis.
Huge day. Happy opening day. As John Adams used to say, Happy New Year.
Let me tell you this. The ballpark looks good.
It looks amazing.
On the drive in to work this morning, it looks phenomenal.
You like the new lights?
You added new lights.
We did.
The red and the blue lights underneath the top deck.
Yeah, so right? New up lighting. There's red and blue. It can go different colors. It was part of our extension with Progressive Insurance to extend our lease and our partnership with them for many years. So
it's very nice. It must have taken you a long time to put all those bulbs in.
Yes,
but it
all
looks
off season. But my hands are still hurting from it.
Let's quickly address the bad before we talk about all of the good. Really bummed about Shane.
Yeah, we all are. Yeah. For him personally, he put in so much time and effort. He looked unbelievable in his first two starts, and back to Shane Bieber that won the Cy Young in 2020. And you don't like to see that for anybody, especially a leader like that on our team. And this early in the season, but you know what? We bounced back. We won the same day that news broke, and then hopefully we can keep fill the gaps.
That's what we do around here.
Yes.
When we lose our stars in this town, we just someone else steps up. It always happens that way, right?
Yeah, we had that in 2016. Look at that.
Yeah.
2016, we got to the World Series Game 7. So hopefully it's a precursor and we can just follow that script.
A perfect example right there. All right, so let's talk about all the good. The home opener is today. Guardians have that hot start this year. They're 7-3, I think?
7-2.
7-2 coming into today's home opener. What do you need to know if you are coming to the game today?
The biggest thing is get downtown early, because obviously we're not the only show in town. We have a once-in-a-lifetime totality of a solar eclipse, so gates open at 2 o'clock. I mean, please note, if you do have tickets, maybe you stay outside the ballpark before, because the reality is only half the ballpark can see it.
Oh, is that right?
Because of the sun orientation, and you know the whole third base and left field side will not have a view.
That's good of you to mention that. Because I bet people with tickets were kind of like wondering, like, what do I do? Do I go into the ballpark and grab my seat, or do I watch the eclipse and then go to the ballpark?
So we do have the ability. Gates open at 2 o'clock. Eclipse will be done at 4:28. Pregame ceremony is 4:35. First pitch, 5:10.
What is new at the ballpark this year? Because I always leave downtown going on East 9th, and it always looked like there was some sort of construction going on. Right there on East 9th Street. What's new at the ballpark this year?
The biggest thing was the upper deck. So we have a brand new group space on right field. We removed the shipping containers, as the fans love to call it. and now we have the Paul Davis Pennant District, great, brand new group space. Out in left field at Terrace Garden, new social kind of interaction space where people that get the ballpark pass for $49, another space for them to go hang out. We built a brand new building on East 9th Street, and that's more for servicing the fans with food. And move them out of the basement, which next year then we start attacking the clubhouse and a new Carnegie Club and finish off the Terrace Hub. We've got a lot going on.
Man, you put up all those lights and now you've got all these. It's like your wife asking you to do stuff around the house. It's like there's always something to work on always around the house, right?
You'll see part in our dust type signs this year.
Today, a very exciting day today with the home opener. But then what's coming up later this week when things settle down a little bit here in the land? What's happening at the ballpark this week?
The New York Yankees coming to town.
Already?
So, already. Yankees are going to be in town. Finish us with the White Sox and the Yankees for our first homestand. And weather looks incredible this weekend, so make sure you get your tickets. This is your last chance today to get the ballpark pass for the whole month, which gets you opening day. We still have a few remaining for today and for the month of April, which includes the Yankees and Boston.
So there you go. It is baseball season. It's a big day today at the ballpark. Curtis Danberg, the Vice President of Communications and Community Impact, thank you so much for coming in today. I know it's a long day for you. I love your jacket, by the way.
It's the vote coat.
So Steven votes his signature coat?
This is the team coat, and Anthony Castrovince coined it from MLB.com, coined it the vote coat.
It looks good.
Thank you.
Can you get that at the team shop?
You get the new team store, which, again, quick plug, is now outside the ballpark on Gateway Plaza.
Very good. Thank you, Curtis. Appreciate you coming in, as always.
Go Guards.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. Am I the bleep hole? We're going to get to that right now. All I know is that we're going to talk to Pete. And Pete says he wants to stay as anonymous as possible. I'm going to honor your wishes, Pete.
I appreciate that. Thank you. From what I understand, there's a bunch of people, my employees, they're just not too thrilled with me right now. So I'd like to stay anonymous if I could. I'd like to not have things thrown at me.
Oh, okay. So your employees, that means you're the big boss.
Yeah, I'm the big boss. I'm the big boss. Yeah.
So what's going on at your work, Pete?
All right. Well, to try to keep it as slightly vague as I can. I've got about 16 people that I supervise. Okay. Mm-hmm. And if there's any silver lining to this, not everyone is pissed off at me right now. It's really only about 5 of them. But all right, here's the deal. So we have a Zoom meeting set up for today, 3 p.m., with a potentially really, really big client. I mean, this could be a really, really big client for us. Mm-hmm. All right? And they set the time. They set the day of the meeting. They did this weeks ago. As you know, today, we've got this big solar eclipse happening. Right?
What? And that's today?
Have you heard about that?
I have heard about that. All right.
Maybe you've read about it somewhere in every single newspaper. But I I'm not an astrologer. What I understand, peak totality is supposed to be around 3 p.m., right? That's exactly when we have this Zoom meeting. And so some of my employees who I need to have on this call, they've asked me if we could reschedule or we could delay the meeting. And I refuse to do that. I mean, to me, that's really bad business. I think it's bad form to show a new client that your first priority isn't them. It's some, you know, celestial event that's happening outside that kids are supposed to watch. So, you know, if the client wants to reschedule the meeting, fine. But I told my team, I don't think they're going to do that because they're potentially really big and they're in Spokane, Washington. I don't think the eclipse is that big of a deal out in Washington. I don't think that it's going to be over for them before it gets us. Anyway, I'm not sure. I'm not an astrologist or anything, but it doesn't even matter. I'm not going to risk making a bad impression on a potentially huge new client by asking them if we can go outside and stare at the sun like
All right.
Like paid people or something, right? So, look, is this really that big a deal anyway? I mean, it's going to be nighttime for about 4 minutes during the day. Whoop-de-doo. You know, we're not in fifth grade science class. You have to get special glasses to look at this thing anyway. So I told my team, suck it up, be professional. Let's worry about our livelihoods and just sell the crap out of this client. I'm sure, you know, someone's going to take pictures of this. They're going to record it. They can watch it on YouTube later. So, yeah, I hear a lot of grumbling from them, of course. And, you know, so that's my question to you. Am I really the bleep hole here, or I'm just being the only adult in the room?
Okay, Pete, we're opening up the phones right now. 216-474-0104. If Pete were your boss, how would you feel about this? He isn't allowing his employees to watch the solar eclipse today. You know, Pete, there's part of me thinking that because you're the big boss, you're also in charge of employee morale and the happiness of your employees. And they want to do this today, this once-in-a-lifetime event for some people. You are denying them that opportunity.
I'm denying them an opportunity to go look at something they shouldn't even be looking at anyway, right? It's supposed to be bad for your eyeballs, and I'm offering them the opportunity to make a lot of money.
If you have the special glasses, you'll be okay. 216-474-0104. Is Pete the bleep hole boss on Solar Eclipse Day? Your call's next. It's Q104. Q104, it's the Q morning show. Am I the bleep hole? So today is solar eclipse day. Totality is right around 3:13 this afternoon. That's when the moon and the sun will be fused together. And at 3 o'clock, Pete at his office, they have a Zoom call scheduled with a potential client in Washington. Now the client set up the Zoom call weeks ago. Probably not looking at a calendar, probably not realizing how huge the solar eclipse is today in Cleveland. And the meeting is still on. Pete's employees want Pete to go to the potential client and say, hey, can we reschedule this? This is like a once in a lifetime thing that is happening in Cleveland today. And Pete's not budging. Pete doesn't want to do it. Julie is listening to us in Parma Heights. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts? Is Pete really the bleep hole for wanting to keep the meeting happening today?
I don't think so. You know, if you look at, you know, we do nursing, and nursing is 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And I understand it's a once in a lifetime. But, you know, you have to continue to work and do your job. And, you know, I'll be at work and I'll just be stepping outside of the building. And, but I think it goes back to he could have, it's not what he says, it's how he says it. So, you know, instead of saying just suck it up and we're all adults here, you know, it's, sometimes it's the verbiage on how you talk to people.
Yeah. He did sound a little condescending there at the end when
correct.
He said, you know, it's going to be dark for like 4 minutes. Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, correct.
Which is not really the attitude of people today on the solar eclipse. I don't think it's whoop-de-doo, but
I don't think that's the attitude of anybody any day, let alone today. So
wait, you don't think he's the bleep hole, though?
I don't. I don't.
All right, Julie, thank you. I appreciate you calling in this morning. Let's go to Conchetta, who's listening to us in Cleveland. Conchetta, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts? Is Pete the bleep hole for not allowing his employees to watch the solar eclipse today?
So if I heard that correctly, did you say the client on the other end or his employees scheduled this?
The client scheduled the meeting like weeks ago. So the client said, yes, we will meet with you on April 8th at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And Pete, wanting to get this business, accepted the and probably nobody was looking to see, well, what are the conflicts that day?
Mm-hmm.
And so the employees realized, oh, my God, that's right in the middle of totality today. We're going to miss the solar eclipse because we're going to be on Zoom. So is he the bleep hole for wanting to keep the meeting?
I'm really indecisive about that. I mean, because he could have some sympathy and maybe try to move it up a little bit, like an hour before or an hour after. I mean, it's not like the clients don't also understand what's going on, you know, too. So hopefully they would have some type of understanding that, you know, hey, there is something going on. What if they wanted to watch it too? I'm not sure where they're located at.
They're in Washington. So you think that that Pete should go to the clients and say, hey, can we do this a half hour later or something like that?
Yeah, but I mean, if it's that big of a money deal, you know, I can also understand, you know, it might be a better outcome for his employees, like he's saying.
Thank you, Conchetta. I appreciate you listening this morning. Let's go over to, you know what, I do this sometimes where I'll answer the phones and then I'll write the name down like really super fast. And I can't read my own writing here. I wrote, it's Chastum. That can't be your first name. Is it Christina?
Christina from Menor?
It looked like, initially it looked like I wrote down Chastum, but luckily yeah. I'm pretty used to my own handwriting, so I wrote down Christina. Christina, good morning to you.
Good morning. Okay, yeah, he's the bleep hole, and I'm going to tell you, it sounds like he's in sales. Sales is about relationship building, and I think that he has an opportunity right now to show this client that he cares about people. And I think that would showcase more than anything, to show that he cares about his people. Second of all, his people, he's nothing without his people. So he's got to take that into consideration. This might be the last big sale that he gets if he doesn't show his team that he cares about people. So that's my thoughts on it.
That's interesting. So almost like a reverse psychology sales tactic where you go to the client and say, this Zoom is not happening. My employees want to watch the solar eclipse and I'm backing my employees, and you let them do it and see what the client says.
Yeah, I mean, I think it means a lot to people to see that people care about people. And I think that if he went to his client and said, listen, you know, you're really important to me. My team is really important to me. This is something that we're going to do together. And it sounds like we're going to have a relationship going forward. I want us to. I want you to feel like we are vested in you. And I want my team to be vested in you as well. Can we reschedule?
Thank you very much, Chastum, for calling in this morning.
Appreciate
it. Looking at the text here, it looks very divided. Pete, I'm going to tell you this. There's people that think you're the bleep hole, but there's also people that have your back on this. So my personal opinion, I don't think it would hurt to go to the client and say, hey, just so you know, the client again is in Washington. We're here in the path of totality in Cleveland. My employees just want to watch the solar eclipse. I mean, moving at 20 minutes or 30 minutes can't be that bad, right? It's worth a shot. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Solar Eclipse Day. Justin Timberlake, Q104.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Let's find out who's playing today. First up, we go to Vermilion, a graduate of Edison High School. It's Caitlin. Caitlin, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to hear from you. It's been a while.
Yeah.
You are going to be taking on Maddie in Medina. Maddie graduated from Strongsville High School. Maddie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, ladies. It is the best of five trivia challenge, Battle of the Burbs. Your name is your buzzer. Any questions before we play?
Nope.
Let's go. Question number one. Who won the women's NCAA?
Maddie. South Carolina.
It was South Carolina. Maddie goes up 1-0. Question number two. During a solar eclipse, what is the name of the phenomenon that occurs?
Maddie.
Yes, Maddie.
Total mortality.
I'm sorry, you're so close. Your answer one more time.
Total totality.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure I heard. I thought you said a word with an M. Totality is the word I was looking for. So Maddie goes up 2-0. Question number three. Maddie could get a clean sweep right here. What TV show that debuted in 2004 centered around the lives of plane crash survivors on a
mission? Caitlin.
Yes, Caitlin.
Lost.
Lost is correct. Caitlin's on the board. 2-1. Maddie's still in the lead as we go to question number four. Caitlin, you need this one to tie. Someone won the $1.23 billion Powerball over the weekend. That winner lives in what state?
Maddie.
Maddie.
Oregon?
Oregon. Oregon is correct.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Nice job, Maddie.
Yeah.
Woo! For a second there, I thought that maybe you had access to my Google Doc where I wrote down these questions because you answered two of them before I even finished them.
I just knew what was coming.
Very impressive. I'm forced to ask. I have to ask. I mean, what else am I going to do today? What are you doing for the solar eclipse?
Just hanging out with my sister.
Where are you watching it? From your house? From your backyard?
Yeah, just from our house. We're not traveling out.
All right, very good. Thank you for listening to us this morning. We appreciate it very much. You have Glass Animals tickets for Blossom later on this summer.
Woohoo! Thank you so much.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. Solar Eclipse 2024. 6 hours, 35 minutes, 44 seconds and counting until totality. People are getting married today as well. I'm not saying that people aren't getting married here, but what I'm looking at specifically is Elope at the Eclipse happening in Tiffin, Ohio, which is in Seneca County near Toledo. 150 couples have registered for this today, and a judge who works in that district is going to perform the ceremony. From what I'm reading, it's going to be a 4-minute ceremony during totality today. And I'd like to see pictures and video of that because you would wear solar eclipse glasses during this, I would imagine, wouldn't you? And I guess you would be looking at the sky because traditionally you're supposed to be looking into your partner's eyes when you're getting married and you exchange your vows. But there's an eclipse going on. I would think everybody would be looking towards the heavens. Walker Hayes tickets. We have those for you. Coming up after 9 this morning. It's the Q Morning Show.
Hey, it's real life, real Cleveland.
This is the Q Morning Show on Q104.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.